It's the Daily Offcast.
I don't even know what that is.
That's supposed to be like the stupid like default ringtone on an iPhone.
I feel like I've never heard that.
I have a work phone with it and it's like, oh, so bad every time it rings.
Do you like love how much
it kills me?
You kind of love hate it?
No, I just straight up hate it.
You could change it.
No, I can't, because then everyone else that gets it on other weeks gets mad. Because it sucks so much. Oh, and the point is
you pass
for it
around.
To suck.
You pass it around.
I don't want that full time. No,
I see. It's the on-call phone. So it's okay for it to be despised. I see.
Yeah. Sometimes, sometimes the server dies and you need someone to call. Yeah, sometimes that's me. Ugh. But I don't like it. I don't need to like it.
That's right. Good take.
Yeah. Nightrunner?
Yeah.
We talked about servers. That was close. Good cards today. Good cards today.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is...
Tell me about this bird, because I know you've looked at this bird.
All right.
And so I feel like you like the bird.
These are all programs today. Where did these come from?
Oh, from Isengrin, aka Jeff. He did the Daily Cast stream.
Oh.
Similar idea to this, but live. And actually every day, so commendable effort there.
We're just the
we're every day.
We're the B film.
We're close.
We're the Offcast. I like it.
There we go.
I wear this badge. So we've got a bunch of Trojans, okay. So here we go. So what is this card called? It's a bird. It's what is it called? Sassy? Sacky?
I think it's close to saucy.
Saucy?
But not like, yeah. Just don't think of sauce while you're saying it, and it's correct. Saucy.
Saucy. Okay. I get it. I dig what you're saying. So this is a one cost, one memory criminal program of Trojan subtype. It's one influence for people who are interested in, you know, our favorite.
Splashing it. Yeah.
Our Arasana shaper. It says, install only on a piece of ice. When host ice is rezzed or derezzed, gain 3 credits. Wowza.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. This card is an entire game unto itself.
This bird is playing games we don't understand. Yeah.
So.
I mean, I get it. You put it on the ice. They rez it. You get $3. That's fine. If you manage to derez it, which there's a few ways, then you get $3 again. Yep. I don't know. I mean, do you have the slots in Mercury for this? I don't know. Do you have the slots in Los? You might. Why not?
So, yeah, I mean, the thing about this card is unless you have a very cheap way to derez.
Emergency shutdown costs 0.
The whole thing, the interesting thing about this card is the whole thing is precipitated on whether or not the card that you put it on was good and meaningful.
Yeah.
If you throw this on an ice wall, they're just going to trash it. They're not going to give you the money. They're just going to trash it.
I don't know. I might re-res it if you don't have to wait to get in. Maybe I don't have extra ice.
Whoa.
Because you can pressure the corp on the amount of ice they have.
Yeah,
and force point. Them to dig for ice, yeah. Which just puts more agendas in the hand, right? I'm not saying this does this by itself.
That's credible.
I don't think it's that good, but it could.
You know? Yeah, no, yeah, that's a really good point. You can, and you don't even have to be able to break the ice. You might just run and then you put this on R&D, you run, they res it to keep you out, you get 3 credits, you run HQ, you emergency shutdown, you run again. You can't get in, but you're going to get money if they choose to keep you out.
Yeah, but is 3 enough for that?
Yeah.
3 is a lot, but it's also
it's a lot of work.
It's three, a lot of work.
3 is a lot. So alternatively, you could decline for those 3 res credits, and you can,
and then they get in.
You could
without breaking a subroutine, and they get an extra card because of Mercury.
No. As the runner, you could hold this card in hand, run a bunch, wait for the corp to res good cards,
Oh, yeah.
Put this on a good card, derez it, and then... Well, what's interesting is then, now that it's derez, they're not really that beholden to it. They want to...
They could probably override it.
They just want to get like, they're like, well, now that it's derez, I'm going to get rid of the saucy. So, like, it kind of feels like no matter what happens, you're going to get, like, 3 credits out of it, and it's going to trash the ice.
It feels slippery, like a bird going through a tunnel of hands.
That is saucy.
That is saucy.
This card's going to be really complicated, I think.
Yeah, I want to try it. I want to try it. It seems fun. I want to try it.
I don't know either.
I have no idea.
So we can't forget that Arsana can get this.
She can slap it down during the run.
During the run.
Has to do it before they rez, right? Which, unlike other Trojans we'll get to, can be done after it's rez. So it's weird. It's weird. This is more bird talk than's ever been done.
All right, so I think what you do, I think here's a scenario, right? You run the remote server, they res like a toll booth, and then you're like, ow. And then you run HQ, play emergency shutdown, and then you run the remote again. And then you put the saucy on the toll booth. And now they want to res. They were planning on resing. They have to res. They don't really have the option to decline because they're protecting something meaningful. So they res.
Are they protecting meaningful things on R&D?
No, on the remote. Sorry, the remote server.
Okay,
the remote server. Yeah. And so then they res it. You get the credits, and now that it's resed, like if you have a derez tool, you are going to get these 3 credits again at least once. But if you time it right, so that you force them to res on the turns where they feel like they at least need to tax you, then you can keep getting the value out of saucy. So it's
this
weird.
This is like econ denial, but like 5-dimensional chess. It's too much. We'll never understand it. We gotta move on from it.
We're getting sucked in. All right, let me out.
Okay. Slap Vandal. This one's easier. Also a Trojan. This one breaks ice, though.
An AI icebreaker. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Another dollar. Another 1 MU. And you install it on a piece of ice, and 1 credit, you break the subroutine. Easy. Strength 6.
Wow.
1 spray counter. Just one subroutine broken. That's it. That's all it gives you. All
right. So it is an AI that you host on an ice, and it can break one subroutine on that ice.
Yeah.
But
the art is the most galling part. Someone's put graffiti on toll booth.
Oh my gosh. Is that what that is?
Yeah, they love drawing toll booth. This is like the 3rd or 4th piece of art that's depicting toll booth.
Toll booth is so precious. Like it's a pillar of Netrunner. It really is.
Yeah, it's been there since Core 1. It's a good one.
Gosh. And it's still good. And it's still good. Like, it's still kicking. Not very many ices have that claim to fame.
I mean, this is... What's there to say? It's fine. You play Arsana, you play this. Maybe you eat a subroutine that's not in the run. Maybe you break the subroutines that's not out in the run and use it in the run.
I love this. I think this card is amazing. This is, like, Botulus for Shapers.
Yeah,
this is Shaper's Botulus, but not overpowered.
It's not complicated like the bird is what I'm saying.
Oh, I agree. It's kind of giving
very
me like sort of like
clear use case.
Kind of giving me like David vibes. Like you would use it. This is cool. Yeah,
David was very good though. David was much safer than this.
I agree. I mean, yeah, right. David isn't hosted, right? And I mean, I don't know. I vibes. That's all. Not it's
vibes.
It's not mechanically similar.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. I love this card.
Poison vial in. Let me go put a poison vial in my Arsana deck right now so I don't forget about this thought.
Oh.
I got it there.
And then
pinhole threading. I don't think I need that. Get out of here.
That's funny. Okay, cool. I love this card. All right. While you're doing that, I'm going to move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay. Umbrella. It is a 3-cost decoder icebreaker for shapers. It has 5 strength. This program can only interface with ice hosting a Trojan. Whoa. Okay.
Whoa.
Interface 2 credits, break up to 3 code gate subroutines. If at least one was broken, each player draws a card. Okay. Okay.
Damn.
Okay. There's, I don't even know how to unpack this.
There's so much going on. So you got your Trojan. And then you're running and you want a decoder and you want it fixed strength for some reason. And then you're like, I'm going to break the code gates with this. I mean, it's, you put a Cuban on, you put a saucy on to get money, and then you're just going through. That's fine.
Now, Arasana only can install Trojans from hand.
And just once.
Once per turn during a run.
No. Not just Trojan. She can install anything, but if it's still living at the end of the run, it goes away.
Unless it's a Trojan. I see.
Unless it's Trojan, yeah. So you should probably put a Trojan unless you're like...
Jeez.
Yeah, unless you're real sure about it.
I don't know how I feel about this card. I don't know how I feel about this card at all.
It's a complicated one. But you see the value. $2 for 3 Codegate subroutines. That's value.
I mean... Oh, jeez. It's just like, it's strength such a stretch. 5. Okay, so it's a singleton in your deck, and this is part of your toolbox. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and then you've got, you know, other code gate breakers, maybe.
But maybe you just have slab vandals.
I mean, I'm not using this to get through, like, you know, a quandary. I was going to say quantum predictive model.
Oh, yeah, different. Like, Quandary doesn't exist anymore, so...
That's true. I mean, we've got Enigma.
Yeah.
And we've got the other Savage one.
Yeah.
That is actually more likely to hurt you more if you choose to play this card, because then you are going to go under 6 credits. I don't know. Running this as your only one seems... tough.
It's tough. But maybe... you figure it out, you know? Sometimes you're Shaper and you just figure it out.
Nathan, don't underestimate the power of Shapers to just make it work somehow.
You got Simul chips. You got self-modifying code. You got... I think that's about it. But still, that's some flexibility.
All right. Jeez, yeah. I mean... yeah. All right.
Oh, we haven't covered that one yet. But you got a Trojan that gives you extra clicks. Value. You got Trojans that give you money. Value.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, the Trojans can go away.
Or they can stay. And again, the same thing with Saucy. If they trash the ice because they have a Trojan in it, maybe you're winning.
I mean, there's something to be said for that. It's just that, like, all you needed was Saucy. You didn't need to install some terrible code gate breaker.
Look, at least you only paid 3.
Oh, no. Still cheaper than Gordian, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
No. All right. That's a weird card. I don't want to think about it. What else do we got?
Yeah, no, let's stop. This is the true masterpiece of the Arasana. It makes it tick. The urban art vernissage. Vernissage.
Is that how it's pronounced? Is that a French word?
Yeah, if you go to a fancy art place, you have to say it that way, right?
I don't know. I've never seen that word in my life.
It's a word that means to polish, but for some reason also means like the opening of an art exhibit.
Cool. I like etymology, so yeah. So that's I like that.
I don't know. I don't know why they call it that.
Thanks for sharing. That's great. What does it do?
$2. $2. It's a resource. Oh, it's Ritzy.
Ritzy job.
Good use of subsites. Yeah, Ritzy job. So at the start of your turn, you can add an install Trojan, not a virus, so not Botulus, but a Trojan program to your grip. If you do, place 2 on this resource. And then you can spend hosted credits to install cards. This is a lot of money. You're running, you install a Trojan, boom, start a turn. $2 to install stuff. Also, not unique. You could do 3 vernissages at the same time.
Okay. Okay, so this is the card that bounces your Trojans back into your hand.
Yes.
So now
it gives you money for it too, which is
now you're juggling Trojans.
And it reminds me of Smoke in the way where you wanted to do a run with Smoke, get your credit on Netmerker, and then, you know, use that later. But here, yeah, you're making a run, you're installing a Trojan, maybe not even on the server you're running, right? Just so you can bounce it back at the start of your next turn to get money on this.
Okay, so you're talking about with Arasana specifically.
Yes. Is this usable in a non-Arasana? I don't think so.
Yeah. If you're playing Trojans at all, like if you're playing, like this card immediately makes Saucy way, way better because you know, if you've got D-reses at all, you install
get them to res.
You
yeah.
install Saucy on their HQ and then you play, you play some run event. They're like, yeah. Okay, well, I have to res. And you're like, cool, well, I get my money back. And then they're like, well, now I'm not going to trash the ice because I've rezzed it. And then you're sure. like, well, I'm going to pull the Saucy back into my hand and play it somewhere else and do the same thing.
Yeah, and then
later when I get a derez effect, I'm going to pull the Saucy back. I'm going to put it back on that ice that I want to derez. I'm going to derez and get three more credits and then run in the same turn. And then you're like, oh, I've got to rez this again. It gives you more money. The biggest weakness of the Trojans is that you're like paying a whole card for this like one-time value.
Right.
But the vernissage makes it so that it's not just one turn anymore.
It's continual.
It's a lot of pressure. Like the interaction between like, I'm going to install this program on your ice. I'm going to give myself this temporary power, but I'm making myself vulnerable because you can trash it by trashing your own ice. And so there's a lot of like, I'm gonna run. You're gonna not res as the corp, and then you're gonna overwrite that ice and not get any value. You know, you do this with Botulus all the time.
Doesn't help you get in though. So I don't know.
It puts a lot of interactive pressure. This seems really good. Also, you can save all of your cards from Magnet.
Yes, correct. Yes, good point.
Wow, that's
yeah.
Wow,
because the text box is blank, but there's still a program Trojan.
All right, I feel like this card is like absolutely central, 5 out of 5 to an entire archetype.
Trojan. Yeah, you can't play that without this because you just get owned.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, this makes all of the Trojans like infinitely better.
Yeah, because without it, yeah, they're like one-time use. Basically, they get overridden, and then they're not great. But this really gives them that juice.
This is the recycling, Trojan recycling. Wow, and then you can use the two credits to. Oh my god, you can use the two credits for. Anything. Oh my god.
Whatever you want. To install, not play events.
Oh my god. Okay, so this card is.
So you're reinstalling your Trojans. Maybe you're reinstalling money. You know, you got stuff to install.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna make a hypothetical here. I have this card installed. I play Saucy on an unrezzed ice, and then I just blind Maker's Eye. You know, honestly,
sure.
I could I could go either way. If they rez and I lose my Maker's Eye, I'm gaining 3 from Saucy. And then I'm gaining and then I'm going to pull the Saucy back into my hand for another 2 credits.
Sure.
So, I mean, I paid, you know, a number of clicks, honestly, like 3 clicks, but and 1 credit. But I got some value out of that, which is kind of crazy.
Seems good. It's like this just makes everything else make sense. I think we're going around in circles here.
All right, well, here we are back at the beginning.
It's good job, Arasana. Good art. I'm glad to see it in gallery. You're doing great. Go rollerblade some more after this as a treat.
Cyber rollerblading. Those are some good spoilers, Phil. I'm super glad to see these cards all come into fruition here.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. Very excited.
Okay. Awesome. Rock on. See you tomorrow.
That's the daily offcast. See ya.